Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Hello, and thank you for joining us again for today's broadcast of Finding Freedom. I'm your host, Boy Chikatula. We're excited today for today's show because it is very close to my heart. What we'll be talking about today would really challenge you to step out and be involved, and we'll be sharing a little bit more about that today. So before we do, I would like to lead us in a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for today's broadcast. I thank you for the things that you're going to do today through us in Jesus' name. I thank you for the listeners, even as they sit and or drive or whatever they're doing right now. I pray that you just reach out to their hearts and compel them, Lord Jesus, to respond in a way that is appropriate and in a way that you desire. In Jesus' name, amen. As you know, Three Oaks Ministries is a Christian ministry dedicated to reaching out to the hurting and broken in our community. We believe that God has called us and raised us to be the light on a hill, to be hope for those people that do not have the hope, to reach out to the hurting and broken in the community, and to do what we can as hands and feet of Jesus. At Three Oaks Ministries, we have been called to start a ministry house for women that are transitioning out either from prison or jail or even from a state of homelessness. And they want to start or to have a firm foundation as they go on in the community. You may know that at this point, there is about 8,000 people in the state of Idaho that are incarcerated in our prison system. And out of these 8,000, you know, many of them are going to transition out of the system at some point in their lives. And we believe that God has raised us to do our part in preparing people that are coming out of prison as they transition into this community. I mean, some of these women and men have been in prison for a long time, and so there is always that transition that is needed in order for them to succeed as they go on in the community. I'm reminded of Matthew chapter 25, verse 34. Then shall the king say unto them, come, ye the blessed one of the Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Look at verse 35. The Bible says, for I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. The Bible later always goes on to say that I was in prison and you visited me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. And then they'll say, how, Lord, when did we ever come to visit you in prison? Or when did we ever come to visit you when you were sick? Later on, Jesus says, as you reach out to the list of these, you're reaching out to me. As you are helping the list of these, you are helping me. And so, again, I just wanted to highlight that at Three Oaks Ministries, we are committed to helping the women that are transitioning out of prison or jail, or even from the state of homelessness, to give them a safe place to stay and also transition into the community. On today's broadcast, I am honored to have a friend of mine, a co-worker, one lady that I've come to respect and I have grown to love as God is using her in a mighty way as she works inside the ministry house. And I'll be introducing her a little bit later. For now, I want us to take a short break, and when we come back, I would like to do a highlight for last week's show as we talked with Katie and listened to her journey of finding freedom as she found freedom in the cross of Jesus Christ. Here's Katie's story. In case you missed it, you can also access this story at findingfreedomradio.org, findingfreedomradio.org, anytime you would like. Here is a little bit of Katie's story. Take a listen and be blessed.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Katie grew up in a church and had loving grandparents and loving parents, and still to this day have an amazing support system surrounding me. But as you grow older, you want to fit in more. You want to become that person that you always thought you wanted to be, and you soon find yourself changing in ways that you never thought you would find yourself changing. I received Christ into my heart at church camp when I was roughly around 13 years old. And as time went by, I got older and I got into high school. And I always went to private school my whole life, but I told my parents, I think I'm ready. I feel like I'm missing out on the full experience. So I wanted to go to public school. And I joined public school, and I kind of got mixed into the wrong crowd. And I slowly began to change to a different person. And it wasn't good enough that I was fitting in with my group of friends. Now I had to start doing drugs and alcohol. It continued down a reckless path that I was addicted to methamphetamines for quite some time. It was never good enough that I was just high. Then I became an IV user. And that was at the bottom of my bottom. And I recall one night with all my friends, they were around, and we were using together, and after we were all done using, you know, everybody just kind of leaves, and I was left in the house by myself. And what happened next was nothing short of supernatural. I believe you call it an outer body experience, call it what you want, but I believe that I was overdosing, and I was all alone. And at that moment, I fell to my hands and knees, and I couldn't get up off the floor. I almost laid there paralyzed. I see out of the corner of my eye down the hallway this bright light coming towards me. And I thought, God, please don't let my parents find me laying here. Please, please, I have so much more that I'm called to do that I want to do, God. And if you just get me out of this, I promise I'll serve the rest of my life for your glory. Wow. As the light got closer, I couldn't see the face of the man, but it was like a white robe. And he swooped down and he picked me up and he cradled me in his arms and he walked me out the door. And as he stepped over the threshold, I became this, there's no words to describe it. It immediately flashed to this blank room, and I was stuck in the corner as a child, and I was dirty and I was covered in soot and ash, and I had a bad smell. And all of a sudden these words started to appear on the walls, words like ugly, prostitute, unclean.
Now, those are the things that people say to you and the things that you were involved in.
Mm-hmm. I became a prostitute because I no longer had money to spend on my habits. So I started doing things that I shouldn't be doing for money and for drugs. And it took me down a hard path. And as I was sitting in that room as a child and all those words of ugly disgust were on those walls, it was almost like a loud crack in the ceiling, and all of a sudden this blood just started pouring down the walls, these white walls with these horrible words on them. And as the blood flowed over the words began to wash away, and the blood just came down the wall and it was called back into the ground. And there I stood, all white, in this white room, pure and holy, and I felt light, and I felt beautiful, and I felt loved.
What a wonderful story. What a beautiful story from a beautiful lady that God has really taken a hold of and changed her heart. You know, the purpose of this radio program is to highlight stories of hope from people just like you that have found hope and freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ. You are listening to Finding Freedom Radio, and I'm your host, Boy Chica Tula. Please take a few minutes to visit us online at findingfreedomradio.org, or you can always call us at 208-968-1991. That's 208-968-1991 for comments, questions, and information about Three Oaks Ministries and Finding Freedom Radio. We're talking to Kathy. She is a mentor in our ministry house here at Three Oaks Ministries, and she lives in the house. She pours into the lives of these women that we are ministering to at Three Oaks Ministries. So, Kathy, tell me about the freedom that you have personally found in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe it is through this freedom that you found in Christ that is why you are able to find yourself in a place where you'll be able to give back to other women in this place. So tell me a little bit about the freedom that you found in Christ Jesus.
Raised in a Christian home, Dad did Youth for Christ actually in the Boise Valley for many, many years. In the hospital, I experienced where my strong will ran out and where God took over. Because I had had the training, I knew that it was God. He answered my prayer before I ever even prayed it. So in that hospital was where my personal relationship, that touch of Christ, happened. Then more things happened, but I ended up in Japan. A person who hates to fly ended up in Japan. And that is where I really figured out what my relationship with Christ is. I saw so much bondage within that. And as I saw the obligation, and again, I had had scripture all my life, and I thought, wow, this is a real difference between Buddhism or Shintoism and Christianity, is the freedom that is in Christ. So again, in a Buddhist country, that is where I got that figured out.
Wow.
And of course, I could say more, but...
So thank you very much, Kathy, for sharing that with us. And here in a little bit, we'll be hearing from a lady that has been in our ministry house and see what her experience was. Now, if you're sitting there and thinking about, man, I would like to be involved in the ministry house and be a part in giving into these ladies and also give back in case you've been in a place where you've been blessed by somebody, that you were in a place of transition, whether you came from prison or in a place of homelessness, or, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of transition you are in, but somebody stepped in and helped you through through the power of God to transition to where you are right now. I would like to hear your story as well. So if you can call me right now at 208-697-1433, you can text that number actually, 208-697-1433, or you can always visit us at findingfreedomradio.org, findingfreedomradio.org, anytime 24/7. So if you're thinking of being a part, either you want to volunteer, here we'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to a lady that has benefited from living in one of our ministry homes here in the valley. We'll be right back. You're listening to Finding Freedom Radio, and my name is Boy Chikatula, and today we have Kathy Bowman in the studio with us. We'll be right back.
Well, everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. But let mercy fall on me. Kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever.
Hello, Dory. Is this Dory?
Yes, this is Dory. Hi, Boy. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining me on air today. And I know I just texted you this morning and said, hey, would you like to join me on air? And you said yes. So thank you very much.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Hey, so I just want to hear from you a little bit. First of all, I was actually on your Facebook page today, and I realized you were doing, a thankful challenge. Is that correct?
The 10 Days of Gratitude?
Yes. Tell me a little bit about that, and what day are you on?
Today is day number 7 for me, and I was challenged by a friend of mine, Tammy. She challenged me to list 3 things I'm grateful for every day for the next 10 days and to nominate 2 people to do the same thing each day.
Hey, so right now you are on air. I would like you to nominate 3 people so that they can do that challenge too. Is there anybody that you have in mind that you can nominate?
I'll nominate Gail Annie and void.
All right. You know, I take the challenge. I would take the challenge. So for 10 days, beginning today, I will post on my Facebook and also on findingfreedomradio.org of three things that I'm grateful for what God has done in my life. So let's dive into this, Dori. Again, okay. I really appreciate you for coming. So tell me about your experience in a transitional or ministry house for you and how you got there.
I got there because there was nowhere for me to go when I was released from incarceration, mm-hmm. and that was time was a safe place to be. A booth passing out information, and a friend of mine picked it up, and I lived there in 2001 was my first experience in community living. Stayed there and learned structure and learned how to be responsible, because I had never had that before. Mm. I left that time shortly, like I think I was there for about 6 months that time. And then 5 years later, I got myself into trouble again and was allowed to come back. And at that time, I learned how to deal with people.
So, Dori, here is a place that you found at your place of desperation. You needed a place to go that would be safe for you as you transitioned out of incarceration. And you found this wonderful place. And they were really helpful to you, weren't they?
They were very helpful because I didn't know how to be responsible. I didn't understand forgiveness. I didn't know what it was like to be loved. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what it was like for somebody to actually care about what I was doing or where I was going or what was happening in my world.
Huh. So tell me, where would you have been if that ministry house or that transitional house was not there for you? Just imagine, where would you have been?
Don't want to imagine where I would have been, because I'm sure that I wouldn't be alive today.
Mm-hmm. Here is somebody who is listening to you right now, calling in. First of all, maybe they're in the place of transition themselves and they don't have a place to go and a place to stay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or here's somebody who is actually in a place where, you know, I would like to be able to help women like Dori that are transitioning out in a place of, you know, whether they're coming out of prison or jail or even a place of homelessness. What would you say to encourage the person who is not sure whether they could get involved and help out in the ministry house, whether it's by volunteering or helping out financially? What would you say to this person to encourage them?
It would be blessing somebody greatly, and the reward is to see that by somebody helping, mm-hmm. that there is it gives hope to the person who doesn't know how to do life.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing, is doing life, because that's what we do every day, is doing life. But then there's women and men out there that have just come out in this society and they just don't know how to do life, and so they do need somebody to walk them through this this place. So before we let you go, where are you at right now and what are you doing for your life as a result of what you've benefited from a ministry house?
I still am involved with the ministry house. I have relationships with the new women or the women who are new there. I have friendships are life-lasting with women that have been through the house also, and mentors that have encouraged and financially donated have made financial donations, and I continue to.
So right now you have a job, is that correct?
Yes, I have a job. I'm a full-time student.
Mm-hmm.
I volunteer in several other ministries through entry programs. I do a lot of service work, a lot of volunteering, a lot of helping those that I can help.
My goodness, thank you so much for giving back to the people that give to you at your place of desperation. Dori, thank you for joining me on air today, and I wish you well in everything that you do. Then God is going to be glorified through your life, that many people will be changed through your story. Thank you again for joining us, Dori.
Thank you for calling, boy, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Wow, that was Dori. She came from a place of transition herself. She's been ministered to by a transitional house, not particularly ours for at Three Oaks Ministries, but a ministry house here in the valley that took her in, helped her, and encouraged her. And she is where she is at today because of your support, your help, and your prayers. Would you like to do something like that for somebody else in the place of transition today? You listen to Dory's story. There's another Dory out there that needs you, that needs your support. Either it's prayer or your mentorship or even your financial donation. Again, if you'd like to be a part, please visit us at 3oxministries.org. That's the number 3oxministries.org or findingfreedomradio.org. You can always click on 3ox Ministries. You can donate there online with your credit card or the debit card, or you can always call us. We'd like to be able to talk to you about how you can be involved at 208-968-1991. I'm waiting for your phone call right now. Go ahead and call in and we'll be able to talk about how you can be involved. We'll be right back here shortly. My name is Boichi Katula and you are listening to Finding Freedom Radio. Host Boichi Katula, thank you for joining us for this week's edition. And today we are talking about a ministry house that we have for 3ox Ministries that we are helping women that are transitioning out from incarceration or even a place of homelessness to give them stability as they move on in their lives as we pour out the love of Jesus in them. Before we let Kathy go today, I want you to kind of tell the listeners today, if someone is thinking of volunteering or being a part of the ministry house, what areas would, you know, who are you looking for as a potential mentor?
Bottom line, love and listen for 1 hour a week. Love these ladies as our Lord does. Demonstrate His grace and mercy by listening to their stories, talking to them, taking them to the store, doctor, or library, sharing what God means in your life, praying with them, and or leading Bible studies in the house.
Wow, there's a lot of opportunities for all of you to get involved. Again, if you'd like to get involved, call us right now, 208-968-1991, or you can go to findingfreedomradio.org. There you'll find the 3ox Ministries link. You can click on that and it will take you to our page where you can see all the different opportunities that you can be involved in. I just also want to remind you that if you are feeling prompted by the Lord to help out financially, you can either do a monthly donation of only $25 a month, $25 a month towards the work of 3ox Ministries for our ministry house, or you can give a one-time donation of $100 or $50 or whatever you can as God puts it on your heart. You can also sponsor a bed for an entire month for only $300 as we provide safe housing for these women that are transitioning out. Again, the number is 208-968-1991, or visit us online at findingfreedomradio.org, and there you can go to 3ox Ministries tab and we'll be able to help you get plugged in. Join me again next time at the same time here on KBXL 94.1 FM for Finding Freedom at 6:30 p.m. for another life-changing show and story, and as we feature people from right here in the valley, people that you probably know by name as you identify with them. Between now and then, remember there is freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ. Take care. Bye-bye.
I see the work of your hands, galaxies spinning, a heavenly dance. Oh God, all that you are is so overwhelming. And I hear the sound of your voice. All at once it's a gentle and thundering noise. Oh God, all that you are is so overwhelming. I delight.